Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and with me in the studio is Dom Betts. Over the last couple of weeks, we've done quite a lot of sort of picking our own teams from different things. We did best Man United, Liverpool 11, Ballon d'Or best team. This is no team filled with Ballon d'Or winners, certainly not. We are picking our best of the worst teams. The relegation zone is filled with Swansea City, Sunderland and Hull City at the moment. They are the three worst teams in the Premier League at the moment. There's no real denying that. So we thought we'd go through their squads and we'd pick our best players. Dom, these teams, Swansea, Sunderland, Hull. Sunderland, last two games, they've done all right, haven't they?
Yeah, they've done all right.
Are they going to avoid relegation? Are these 6 points going to spur them on?
You'd think so, because when you start a season with a manager, they don't have a good manager, to be perfectly honest. And this season, they have a manager who I can see them keeping them up.
Yeah, you like Moyes.
Yeah, I think it's just going to take a while to get his methods into a Sunderland team who just escape relegation every year.
Okay.
They're prolonging the longest relegation ever in Premier League history.
Yeah, that is a very good point. Swansea, a team which has never been around the bottom since they joined the Premier League. What's happened?
I feel like, a bit like Southampton, they seem to sell their best players a lot. But unlike Southampton, they don't reinvest it that well usually.
Yeah.
Especially this season, they did awful reinvesting that money, I think.
They let Ashley Williams go.
They let Ashley Williams go and they let Andre Ayew go.
Did they just say, thank you very much, Ashley Williams, if you want to go, we're going to let you? For his time he's given to Swansea, or should they have been a bit stronger with him?
Swansea, Everton. Everton's obviously a big step up, especially with a manager like Ronald Koeman. Swansea were sort of on the down last year. Did obviously really well under Rodgers. And Gary Monk, I think, got sacked undeservedly.
Yeah, it seems that way now because I'm seeing him at Leeds and he's a great young manager. It's almost like Swansea are too quick to go with the gun.
And even Guidolin,
they weren't playing badly at the start of the season.
They're probably playing worse now.
Yeah, and they've got Bob Bradley in. He really needed that win against Everton. They just that Seamus Coleman goal could have meant so much to Swansea. Move on to Hull City, Dom. Did Mike Phelan only get the job from two really good first two games in the Premier League? Because since then, they've shown nothing.
But I couldn't see another manager doing any better with them.
Right.
There's not really much there. They're still sort of a championship side. They're just yo-yo. They're sort of, unlike Burnley have sort of kept together and invested well and now obviously like mid-table. Whereas Hull, I've sort of pretty much got the same side, spent a bit of money on some players, but I think their expectation would be to finish 17th.
I think they're going to finish bottom of the pile. I thought the summer they had is catching up to them big time. It must be the worst start to a Premier League season any team's ever had. Steve Bruce leaves. They're about to get taken over, but they don't. They sign no players until really the last week. It was a miracle that they started so well. So, Dom, we're going to do these teams. What formation have you gone for?
A 4-2-3-1.
I've gone for exactly the same. I think you need them two holding because, God, the back fours were hard to choose from. Who have you got in goal?
Jordan Pickford.
Yeah, same.
He's been sort of, apart from Defoe, the only sort of shining light in the Sunderland team. I know Anachibi's done well the last couple of games, but apart from Defoe, yeah, Jordan Pickford's been the only shining light in that Sunderland side.
He's so young, isn't he? But he's built already.
I know, he's like England's under-21 goalkeeper.
Yeah.
But he looks like 23, 24.
Well, all we had to pick one from was Hull City's Marshall. I don't think he was ever any better than McGregor.
Yeah, he was good when he was at Cardiff before they got relegated a few years ago.
But they did get relegated, didn't they?
Yeah, but without him, they would have got relegated about 2 months earlier. And then you've obviously got Fabianski at Swansea.
Yeah. Pickford's better than both of them, isn't he?
On this season performances, yeah.
Comparison to Joe Hart, I think. I know you're not a massive Joe Hart fan at the moment, but he has been a great keeper. And I think Jordan Pickford is a very, very similar keeper. The game at the weekend against Bournemouth, just brilliant. Really, really brilliant. And then Hull City, fantastic performance again. That lad's going to go far, I think.
Him and Butland, you'd say the two future keepers for England.
Yeah. So, moving on to our back fours, if we can call them that, because they're not great at defending, Dom. I've not seen your team at all, so we might have exactly the same team, because we've got the exact same formation, we've got the exact same goalkeeper. Let's go with the first of the defence. Right back, who have you got?
Carl Norton.
Oh, have you? Oh, well, we haven't got the same teams. Carl Norton, what do you like about that lad?
Obviously, I'm judging on what I've seen this season, just this season. I'm not sort of taking into their... Otherwise, I would have a lot of a different team.
Oh, would you? Because we didn't really explain to each other what we're doing. So I've gone for sort of my team, who I think are the best players, who maybe haven't been playing this season due to injury or maybe not been picked. But you go for Norton, right, this season?
Yeah, it was between him and El Mohammadi.
Mm. Yeah, I've got El Mohammadi.
I haven't seen as much as I'd like to see from El Mohammadi this season, whereas Cole Norton, when I was looking through the fullbacks, he just seemed the most impressive to me who've played this season. That's why. That's the only reason I picked him.
Okay. I've gone for a really attacking, right? Because if you're going to go down, you might as well go try. And you remember Blackpool? They're just the most attacking team ever, and they've got relegated. There's a team in La Liga that I really like, Rayo Vallecano. They just used to lose like 5-4, but at least it was entertaining. You know, it's really boring just watching like Hull City lose 1-0 every week. It's just like, why don't you just go for it? So I've got El Mohammadi at the back. My two centre-backs are Curtis Davis and Frederico Fernandez from Swansea. I like Curtis Davis. He's one of them players. He'll have three games where you like, the sort of talk starts going, should we get Curtis Davis back in the England team? And then the next seven games, he's on the end of losing streaks. If he played for maybe a mid-table team, like Stoke or someone, could he really see the best of Curtis?
I think so. I mean, he always had a potential when he was young at, was it Birmingham, I believe?
Yeah.
And then he sort of never progressed to that next level. He sort of stayed there and has just meandered around there. He never really progressed to what I believe his full potential was. But what I love about Curtis Davis is...
Is he on your team?
He's in my team, yeah. He's right centre-back next to
Who's your other centre-back?
Centre-back partner in Dawson.
Oh, right, okay. All right. Yeah, I like Dawson. I think he's got a bit slow, hasn't he?
But recently he's come up the goals as well, so that's another reason I put him in.
Is he your goal scorer in this team?
He's my goal scorer and centre-back.
All right. As I was saying, I've got attacking full-backs. So, who's yours? I've gone for Van Aanholt.
Oh, yeah, same. I've got Patrick Van Aanholt in mine.
He's not a good defender, is he?
He can't defend to save his life.
But he's quick.
Like, imagine having him and Kyle Walker in the same team. It'd be rapid down the flanks, but, you wouldn't understand the concept of defending. It'd be two at the back.
He always seems to go back in the team. In a team that struggles and concedes a lot of goals.
For a fullback, he does contribute a lot to the attack. Yeah. He does get the odd goal. He's always whipping the crosses in. So, for a team like this, that's all you need, mate. Down the flanks, whip them in,
but he hits them hard, doesn't he?
Whips them in instead of just floating them into the box.
Yes. Hard, not slow, from Van Aanholt. Into our midfield, you've got two CDMs.
Leroy Fer and Jake Livermore.
Jake Livermore, really? Leroy Fer, 4 goals this season. Before Guidolin got sacked, I thought this was one player who Guidolin got the best out of. 4 goals early on this season. I like Leroy Fer. He's just one of them players who QPR, relegated, go to Norwich, relegated, go to Swansea, looks like he's getting relegated. He's a bit of a bad luck charm, isn't he?
Big relegation magnet, that's what he is.
He loves relegation. Next to him, you've gone for, who is it again?
Jake Livermore.
Why did you not go for Catamol, who I've gone for? Is it just he's not been playing this season?
Yeah, as I said, I've picked my team on how many games they've played this season and how well they've played in those games.
In a relegation battle, would you go for Catamol over Livermore?
No, I'd still stick with Jake Livermore.
Why? Quality?
I think he's got more technical qualities on the ball.
I completely agree. But has he got the passion?
I think he does.
Okay.
I know Catamol's got too much passion sometimes. His disciplinary record is, quite frankly, ridiculous.
He has his shorts up high, though, which makes him a proper old school. He's playing in the wrong decade, Catamol.
He should be playing like the 80s, shouldn't he?
Shouldn't he?
So yeah, they're too hard. I think they complement each other quite well. I think Livermore would let Fer go a bit further forward.
No Huddleston?
I think Livermore has played better than Huddleston.
For the ability Huddleston's had his whole career, he's sort of failed for me as a footballer.
Yeah, he looked so good when he was coming through the ranks at Spurs, like pinging them in from 35 yards every other week.
He hit balls like golf shots. So crisp. So crisp. When I was a kid, Dom, he never used to play for Spurs a lot, but I always wanted him to play because in my head he was one of them players. Because he wasn't playing, he was getting better. Because I used to see him just hit these balls so beautifully. I don't think he's ever developed into that player.
Sort of like Curtis Davis in a way, where he had this massive potential, just never lived up to it, really.
Okay. Are you playing a sort of together three behind the striker, or are you playing wingers?
I've got two wingers and a number 10.
Right, okay. Talk to me.
My two wingers are Wayne Routledge and Robert Snodgrass.
Right. I've got one of two. Tell me about your two.
Well, Robert Snodgrass, I think he's the only player in Hull's team who's got proper technical quality about him.
Premier League quality.
Like, his dead ball ability is second to none, really. He can hit a free kick or a corner so well. He contributes so much. He gets goals. He gets assists. He probably contributes maybe 10 to 15 goals a season. And you need that when you're down there. You need your midfielders to pop up with goals. You can't just rely on your strikers.
He's a quality player.
He hasn't got necessarily the pace as other wingers. But on the ball, he's better than the rest of the bottom three wingers, I'd say.
If Hull City go down, would it finally be time for Snodgrass to maybe... Could he go to another level? I'm asking, maybe...
Watford? Stoke?
Is that sort of the level
he sort of needs to, because he just sort of goes down and then joins the next team who's just come up.
Yeah.
He needs to go into the team who aren't going to go down and prove his worth there.
Talking of Stoke, because I could see that fit, Dom, because they play with sort of wingers that like to come inside. Someone like Shaqiri, does Snodgrass perform more often than a player like Shaqiri? I know he's not probably got as much quality, but I'd say Snodgrass, week in, week out, isn't he?
Yeah, much more consistent player for me. But then fans just love the moments that Shaqiri can bring out when he wants to. Him and Arnautovic can just bring out these moments, which I don't think Snodgrass could.
Okay. On the other side, it was...
Wayne Routledge.
Does he get enough goals to play in a three behind a striker?
I think this season he's played exceptionally well for the team he's been playing in. He's been only wide player. He's really performed in that team, to be perfectly honest. I mean, they have the likes of what? Do they still have Nathan Dyer on the bench? I don't know. But no, Wayne Routledge, he's sort of just been there forever. Because I remember he was on loan at Fulham maybe 12 years ago.
Right.
10 years ago now.
Okay.
And I enjoyed watching them on loan from Spurs. Mm. Again, another player who's come through the ranks at Spurs who had potential and didn't live up to it. But this season, I have been impressed with Wayne Routledge.
I've got a man called Barini. What do you think of him?
He's done F all this season.
Right. I just think if you can get him fit, he contributes with goals on a much more higher level than Wayne Routledge.
I haven't seen that this season. And as they're the three worst teams this season, I'm just going to go judging on their performances this season. We know Barini technically is a lot better than Wayne Routledge.
Could Duncan Watmore get in either of these teams?
He's more of a striker for me than a winger.
Really? All right.
I see him through the middle.
Right. And you're not putting him in the middle because you've got
Gylfi Sigurdsson and Jermaine Defoe.
Yes.
They're the two players who, if you think of a bottom three team, have to get in. No one else can.
They were the two reasons I wanted to do this podcast. Really, Sigurdsson is quality.
They're both top six players.
Yeah. Talk to me about Jermaine Defoe then. I love him.
He just scores wherever he goes. What did he get, 150th league goal on the weekend? Unbelievable. And how he doesn't get an England squad is quite frankly a disgrace. Because I know Vardy scored for England, etc. But
now? You're talking now?
Yeah, why shouldn't he? He scored the most goals for an English player in the league. Right. I know Vardy scored for England when he played, but if you're making a team and you usually pick a team on form, it doesn't make sense to put Rashford in over Defoe. You mentioned a point...
You
mentioned a point a few podcasts ago when we were talking about the England team, and you said, oh, Rashford's just staying on the 21 till he turns 21.
Okay.
And maybe he should do that, like Spain do, and then just play Defoe, because he clearly guarantees you goals.
Yeah.
He's not exactly got a bad goalscoring record for England either.
I think what we've seen now with Sunderland adding Anachibi is that Defoe isn't that target man. He's not that target man. And he works much better with a partner, doesn't he?
He needs a big man to sort of work off. Like, I reckon, I don't know, would him and Kane work?
Probably.
Kane being a big man who takes the ball and plays it into the foe, just bangs it in the back of the net. I reckon for England it'd work. And I mean, we are playing the likes of bloody Lithuania.
You know, Defoe's problem is maybe since Michael Owen, top teams, don't play with two strikers. And Defoe is not that one man who can hold the ball up and be the one man on his own. Like Harry Kane, like Rooney, like Sturridge, maybe. Maybe just a bit unfashionable nowadays.
He's very similar to the way Michael Owen plays. Very, very similar. He runs off the support striker. And yeah, he doesn't fit in a lot of team systems now. I mean, he would have worked in Leicester's system last year, to put up, I think. But yeah, he's obviously the best striker out of the bottom three. He's better than Abel Hernandez. He's better than Borja Baston.
Yeah, who's not shown anything this season.
Because he showed a lot in Spain last year. I was quite looking forward to him coming in, and he just hasn't performed.
Right, okay. We've done our team, haven't we? You've done one, I've done one. Can any of the teams, Swansea, Sunderland or Hull, stay up? Or will they be in the bottom three at the end of the season?
The most likely to stay up is Sunderland.
Why? Just because of the last two?
They've got the most quality, I think.
Okay.
To be perfectly honest, like the likes of Jordan Pickford, Jermaine Defoe, and each be starting to perform again. They just got a lot more quality, I think, and they have the best manager out of three.
Hull and Swansea, they're going down.
I think Swansea are already down.
Okay.
Brave shout, because I said they finished quite highly in pre-season, but West Ham have got to watch out.
Really?
West Ham have got to watch out. They are 17th at the moment, and if they don't start picking up these wins, what's going to happen?
Well, if they drop into the bottom three, we can add Payet to our team because he definitely up the quality. So this has been the Football Hour Best of the Worst podcast. That was Don Betts. I've been Alex Mearns. You've been listening at home. Thank you so much once again. We'll see you soon.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.